Amén. Con eso dicho ya, vamos a empezar a grabar esta devoción. We're going to go ahead and begin to record this call. Y vamos a empezar, hermanos, precisamente con lo que oímos anoche. We're going to go ahead and start with what we heard last night. The preacher, Brother Deathridge, titled it about needing to believe again. It's time to believe again. I'm not even sure if that's exactly the way he said it. If someone wants to go ahead and text me the exact title, it had to do with believing again. It is time to believe again. We need to believe again. El predicador, hermano Deathridge, tituló su mensaje anoche algo de ese estilo. Es tiempo de creer otra vez. O es tiempo de creer de nuevo. De nuevo. El español es mucho mejor que el inglés, ¿verdad? Spanish is so much better than English. Just my personal opinion. In Spanish, es tiempo de creer de nuevo. It's time to believe anew. Do you like that? It's time to believe anew. It's like that old faith from the past, you know, and that's exactly what he talked about. Sometimes as we go through life and the trials and the tests of life, that faith that was new 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, gets a little dusty. Dust gathers around it on top of it, and we need to grab that faith and kind of shake it off and dust it off and make it anew. A veces esa fe del pasado, 6 meses, año, 5 años del pasado, con las pruebas de la vida, tentaciones de la vida, las situaciones de la vida, esa fe se empieza el polvo de la vida se empieza a juntar arriba de esa fe, y tenemos que agarrar esa fe y sacudir esa fe, para que esa fe sea una fe nueva. Aleluya, ya estoy sintiendo el ungimiento. I feel the anointing just saying that tonight. Again, what a message that we heard last night about needing to take a hold of that faith and to believe in the Lord one more time. Agarrar esa fe que el Señor nos dio, de esa promesa del pasado, esa profecía del pasado, getting a hold of that promise of the past, that prophecy that was given to us in the past, and shaking it and making sure that we are bringing new life into it. Qué cosa tremenda que predicó el predicador anoche. What a tremendous message that he preached. And I don't know if you caught it, anybody, but towards the beginning of the message, he was going to start going down a certain path to preach a message that he felt. But he said something towards the beginning. You know what? This isn't even my message tonight, but it's right. I'm in the Holy Ghost. The Lord wants me to go in this place tonight. No sé si se escucharon eso, hermanos, pero en la parte principio de su mensaje, el predicador dijo, ¿saben que yo no iba a hablar de estas cosas? Yo iba a predicar de algo diferente, pero yo siento hablar de esto esta noche. Y yo siento que estoy en el Espíritu Santo hablando de estas cosas. ¿Y qué cosa fue? Sí fue la voluntad de Dios que el predicador predicara estas cosas anoche. Un momentito, voy a checar si el hermano Ruben ya entró, y parece que no ha entrado. It looks like Brother Ruben has not got on the call, so we're going to continue moving forward. ¿Y qué cosas raras que habló el predicador? Estaba hablando de creer en el Señor, de una promesa del pasado. He was talking about believing in the Lord for things in the past, a promise that was given to us in the past. And as he began to talk, he began to hit different areas that almost didn't make sense, didn't go in line with what he was talking about. He started talking about how that sometimes in a church, people feel like they're going to be used in certain things, and somehow people start getting a little bit competitive, and they begin jockeying in position as if they feel like they're going to be used in a certain way. But we got to be careful, everybody. We got to be careful not to let this thing become carnally driven. Instead, we got to humble ourselves. El predicador empezó a hablar de que a veces hay cierta persona en la iglesia que siente que se va a estar usado en diferentes áreas de la iglesia, y se empieza a poner medio competitivo con un hermano o con una hermana, y tenemos que tener cuidado, hermanos, de ser humilde en nuestros espíritus y nomás estar agradecidos con el Señor que somos parte de la iglesia. On the contrary, instead of feeling this feeling of competitiveness, we need to make sure and stay humble and just be grateful and thankful that we can be part of this church, part of the body of Christ. También habló de la unidad. ¿Qué tan importante es ser unidos y estar juntos? En vez de separarnos y dividirnos, nos necesitamos juntarnos más y más uno con el otro. Instead of letting the spirit of division coming into the church, that's when we need to unite even more. We need to allow the spirit of unity to begin to bind us together. We need to allow the spirit of unity to allow us to regroup us, to get us tighter and tighter as we go down this path of revival. Praise God. And so with that said, he began to go into different areas, into so many different areas, but he was hitting all the right pressure points. He was hitting all the right nerves. El predicador estaba tocando todos los nervios sensitivos, todas las áreas importantes, sensitivas de los nervios de la iglesia, por decir que necesitamos oír ahorita, hermanos, porque yo no estoy diciendo que alguien está haciendo algo malo. I'm not saying anyone is doing anything wrong, anything bad, but the enemy is very, en el español es muy astuto. Mamá siempre usa esta palabra. El enemigo es muy astuto, mijo. Mama always tells me that. The enemy is very shrewd, son, she tells me. He's going to get in where he can, where we're certain that when revival starts taking place in a church, the enemy is going to come in and begin to try to create division. Cuando el espíritu del avivamiento empieza a entrar a una iglesia, el enemigo va a tratar de mover adentro de la iglesia y tocar cierta gente o motivar cierta gente, porque él sabe nuestras debilidades, ¿que no? Because the enemy knows our sensitive spots, and the enemy knows our weaknesses, everybody, and we all have them. All right, let's just all agree in one accord. We all have our weaknesses. Cada uno de nosotros tenemos estas áreas débiles, y no hay que tratar de negarlo, pero juntamente hay que trabajar junto con el otro. Let's not be too proud or too arrogant. Oh, that's not me, Brother Vic. I don't have those sensitive areas. I don't have those weaknesses. We all have them, everybody. We all have a weakness or a certain area. Then the best thing we can do is confess it and bind together with a good brother and a good sister and say, hey, brother, sister, I need help in this area. Y la cosa mejor que podemos hacer, hermanos, es unirnos con un hermano bueno, una hermana buena, y decir, hermano, hermana, ayúdeme con esta área. Yo quiero estar seguro que yo no voy a hacer una cosa incorrecta, una cosa impropia. Aleluya. Y la otra cosa que el hermano habló al fin de su mensaje fue de la ansiedad y el espíritu de la ansiedad. The last thing that Brother Deathridge talked about last night was anxiety and the spirit of anxiety. And oh boy, did he hit a nerve, did he hit the right pressure point, the right nerve last night when he started talking about anxiety and the spirit of anxiety. ¿Qué cosa tocó, qué cosa sensitiva tocó el hermano anoche cuando empezó a hablar de la ansiedad y el espíritu de la ansiedad? And what a gracious thing that he did. Everybody, I'm talking to you from the heart tonight. Estoy hablando de mi corazón esta noche. What a gracious thing that he did last night. How considerate when he started sharing his own personal life's experience with him and his wife. Qué cosa considerada que él hizo cuando él empezó a abrirse y hablar de su propia experiencia con él y su esposa. Él empezó a hablar de cuando él se casó con su esposa. Su esposa empezó a sufrir con cierta situación de ansiedad en su vida. He began to share how that after he became married, got married with his wife began to suffer certain issues, certain things regarding anxiety. And he shared how that she felt that as soon as she was going to give birth to their first son, she just knew she was going to die. She knew she was going to pass away giving birth to the first son. Y la esposa del hermano Dethridge estaba segura que cuando iba a dar luz a su primer hijo, que iba a fallecer, iba a morir, iba a fallecer, dando luz a su primer hijo. But it didn't happen. Pero no pasó. Dio a luz a su primer hijo y todo salió bien. But that's not what happened. She gave birth to her first son and everything was fine. And then she knew for sure, of a surety, that she was going to die giving birth to the second son. Estaba segurísima que iba a morir dando luz a su segundo hijo. Pero no pasó. Todo salió bien. But that didn't happen either. They gave birth to the second son and everything was fine. If you were hearing the message last night, I know I'm recouping on what we heard. Yo sé que usted estuvo aquí. Si usted estuvo aquí anoche en el servicio, usted oyó todo lo que estoy hablando. Pero hermanos, quiero pegar estos puntos de nuevo una vez más. I just want to hit these points one more time. How real this is. Esto es algo que es real y a veces lo negamos. And sometimes we just deny, we put an eye of denial to it and we just ignore it. He even said something, listen to this. He said something last night, if someone's daughter is dealing with this, if someone's family member is dealing with this, please don't deny it. Don't just ignore it and act like if it's not real. Él dijo que si la hija de alguien está sufriendo de esto ahorita, o si hay un familiar que está sufriendo de estas cosas, por favor, no lo neguen y no cierren un ojo ciego, no pongan un ojo ciego y ignoren esto sintiendo que esto no es algo real. Sí es real. It is something that is real. Don't turn an eye of denial to this, he said. We need to face it. We need to deal with it. But thank God we know how to deal with it. No, we're not gonna deal with it with psychoanalysis or with a psychologist or psychiatrist or with drugs or medication. We're gonna deal with this with faith, with a new faith, with a renewed faith, because we have the answer, and the answer is Jesus and the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. But we're going to deal with it with a new faith. Praise God. No vamos a tratar con esto con medicina o con un psicólogo o con medicina o con ciencia moderna. No, hermanos. Vamos a tratar con esto con el Espíritu Santo, con el nombre de Jesús y con la sangre de Jesús y con fe, pero con una fe nueva. De eso se trató el mensaje anoche. We're going to look at this with a new faith. We're going to believe again. Vamos a tratar con esto con una fe nueva, porque vamos a creer de nuevo en el nombre de Jesús. Porque en el nombre de Jesús hay poder. En el nombre de Jesús hay salvación y hay liberación. In the name of Jesus, there is salvation. There is healing in the name of Jesus. And there is restoration and deliverance. In, hallelujah, I hope someone's feeling this tonight. There is salvation and there is deliverance in the name of Jesus. Praise God, I hope someone is feeling this. Espero que alguien está sintiendo esto, alguien está recibiendo esto en el nombre de Jesús. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and read a scripture. Con eso dicho, yo voy a leer una escritura que se encuentra en el libro de Filipenses, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 6. Vamos a leer una escritura que se encuentra en el libro de Filipenses, capítulo 4, versículo 6. Very popular scripture. We all should know it by memory. Y lee de esta forma. Por nada estéis afanosos, sino sean conocidas vuestras peticiones delante de Dios en toda oración y ruego con acción de gracias. Let's read that in English. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. But see, in the English, the first two words, be careful. be careful for nothing. If we look at it in a more modern translation, what it says is be anxious for nothing. So be careful for nothing means be anxious for nothing. Eso es lo que quiere decir en inglés, que no ser ansiosos. No hay que tener ansiedad. Hermanos, esto estamos sufriendo muchos, no nomás el mundo de pecadores, pero la iglesia está sufriendo de la ansiedad. It's not just the world full of sinners that's dealing with anxiety and stress, but it's the church that's dealing with anxiety, with stress. But look at how verse 6 ends in Spanish. I love how it ends in Spanish. It says, sino sean conocidas vuestras peticiones delante de Dios. It says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. But the Spanish ends a little bit differently. It says, en toda oración y ruego con acción de gracias. Con acción de gracias. It says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But in Spanish, the way it says, with action, let your requests be made known unto God. With action, let your requests be made known unto God. What type of action? I'm going to submit to you, everyone, it's with an action of faith. With an action of faith. Con una acción de fe y de agradecimiento. With an action of faith and thanksgiving. Are you catching this? With an action of faith and thanksgiving. What does that mean? When we give that supplication, that petition to the Lord, okay, we're going to ask Him. We know to do that, but it's our attitude. Hallelujah. It's our attitude, everybody. And this is what the preacher was talking about last night, and that's what I'm tying it within tonight. Yes, we know how to pray with faith. We know how to ask with thanksgiving, but we're going to ask it with a new attitude of faith. What kind of attitude of faith? Action. We're going to believe with an action. Lord God, I'm going to come to you with an action of faith, an action of thanksgiving, that you're going to take away this anxiety. You're going to take away this spirit of anxiety. You're going to take away this spirit of stress off of my mind, off of my body, off of my spirit, because I'm going to ask you with a renewed spirit of faith, full of action and thanksgiving. ¿Cómo voy a pedirle esto a usted, Señor Jesús? Le voy a pedir, como dijo el predicador anoche, le voy a pedir con un espíritu de fe, con un espíritu de agradecimiento, pero con un espíritu de acción de fe. Yo sé que usted va a hacer esto para mí, Señor, y por eso le voy a pedir esto. And look at how verse 7 follows it up. Y mire cómo el versículo 7 sigue. Y cuando hacen esto, la paz de Dios que sobrepasa todo entendimiento guardará vosotros corazones y vuestros pensamientos en Cristo Jesús. Look how it says it. Verse 7. Once we do this and we pray the right prayer of faith, it says that the peace of God which passeth all human understanding, I'm adding the word human, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds. Are you getting this, everybody? You see, with the preacher talked about this, a spirit of anxiety, a spirit of stress. El predicador habló de un espíritu de ansiedad y un espíritu de estrés que nos amarra, nos agarra, nos ata. That spirit gets a hold of us. It wraps itself around us. It gets a hold of us. But once we pray it off in the right way, it's the peace of God that passes all understanding is going to then keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Esa paz de Dios que sobrepasa todo entendimiento humana nos va a guardar. It's going to keep. In Spanish, guardar means to keep,
to safeguard. It's like a security guard that's going to be standing there in front of our minds, in front of our hearts. It's not going to let that spirit of anxiety and stress come knocking on our door again. And if it does, we know what to do. Y cuando viene ese espíritu de estrés y de ansiedad de nuevo, ya sabemos qué vamos a hacer, hermanos. Vamos a pedir con ese espíritu de fe y de acción. Señor Jesús, guarde mi mente. Señor Jesús, guarde mi corazón. Lord Jesus, guard my mind. Lord Jesus, guard my heart. Lord Jesus, that safeguard, that security guard of my mind and of my heart, safeguard my mind, safeguard my heart, and don't let that spirit of stress and anxiety come in no more. Don't let it get a hold of me anymore. Hallelujah. I hope you're feeling this tonight. Espero que están sintiendo esto esta noche. Pero quiero leer una escritura más, hermanos. I want to read one more scripture. But I'm going to take a water break. I need some water. Denme un momentito. Quiero tomar una agüita, hermanos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y amén. Praise God. Una escritura más. Vamos a leer de Salmos, capítulo 103. We're going to read from Psalms, chapter 103. And I'm not going to lie to you. I just read this on Monday night. But it happens to fit what we're talking about tonight. Este versículo lo leí lunes, hablando de otras cosas, pero va con la tema de que estamos hablando esta noche. And listen to it tonight, everybody. Listen to what it says. Versículo 3. Él es, hallelujah, I love it. Él es quien perdona tus iniquidades. In English it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Well, the Spanish translation says, it is he, Jehovah God in the Old Testament, the Lord Jesus in the New Testament, it is he who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Y es él que sana todas tus dolencias. Hallelujah. And it is he who healeth all thy diseases. Think about that. It is he, Jehovah of the Old Testament, and the Lord Jesus of the New Testament, who forgives all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thine diseases. But isn't it something? Eres Jehová del Testamento Antiguo y el Señor Jesucristo del Testamento Nuevo, que perdona todas tus iniquidades, y es Él que sana todas tus dolencias. And I love it how it says it in Spanish. Even though in English it says, he who healeth all thy diseases, in Spanish what it says, who heals all of thy hurts, who heals all of thy pain, who heals all of thy suffering. That's what dolencias means. The thing that causes you pain, the thing that causes you hurt and suffering. And pain, hurt, and suffering. It is he who heals those diseases. That's what diseases are in the Spanish language. Cosas que está sufriendo. Cosas que está sufriendo de dolor, de penas, y dolencias. That's what diseases means in Spanish. Hurt, suffering, pain, shame. That's what the word disease means in Spanish. Isn't that something, everybody? In the Spanish language, we get a little bit more definition, a little bit more profound understanding of what is being said here. But it is him who heals all of this suffering. Oh, praise God. We have something to be thankful, everybody. But let's back up a little bit to verse number 2. Vamos a leer versículo número 2. Bendice alma mía a Jehová. Y no olvides ninguno de sus beneficios. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, everybody, what benefits that we have for serving the Lord. The Lord God in the Old Testament, who forgives our iniquities and forgives our diseases. bendición, hermanos, tenemos. ¿Qué beneficios tenemos, hermanos, en servir el Señor Jehová del Testamento Antiguo y el Señor Jesucristo del Testamento Nuevo, que perdona nuestras iniquidades y que sana todas nuestras dolencias, todas nuestras enfermedades? Aleluya, aleluya. Y eso es lo que oímos anoche de nuestro hermano Deathridge, cuando él dijo, esta ansiedad que están sufriendo, el Señor los quiere sanar de toda enfermedad y de toda ansiedad. And that's what the preacher talked about last night. The spirit of anxiety, the Lord wants to heal everybody, whoever's suffering from it. He wants to remove the spirit that's been pestering your mind, who's been bothering you, who's been on your in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. Y él nos ofreció esta sanidad anoche. Y quiero recordarles a cada uno de nosotros, si alguien está todavía sufriendo de esto, yo no quiero que usted sienta que es la única persona que está sufriendo esto. If anyone is suffering from this, I just want to remind you, you are not the only one. The enemy wants to isolate you. The enemy wants to make you think that you're the only one that's suffering with this. Oh, but you saw the many people that came to the altar last night when he invited us up. Pero ustedes vieron todos los hermanos que fueron al altar cuando el predicador pidió, si alguien está sufriendo esto, por favor vengan. Si no está sufriendo de esto, no vengan. Pero si están sufriendo de esto, vengan al altar. The preacher said, if you're not suffering from this, don't come up to the altar. But if you are suffering from anxiety, from stress, or from anything related to this, please come to the altar. And you saw the many, many people that came to the altar. I spoke to someone earlier today, and they told me that they were the first one that came to the altar. And if I said her name, she wouldn't be embarrassed. I'm not going to do it, but if she said her name, she wouldn't be embarrassed about it. She told me, Brother Vic, oh, I don't care who saw me. It doesn't matter. I want the Lord to help me with this. Esta hermana me dijo, hermano Víctor, no me importa si la gente me vio. Yo fui la primera persona que fui al altar. Y si yo mencionara su nombre ahorita, ella no iba a estar avergonzada. Pero ella me dijo, hermano Víctor, yo quiero que mis hermanos, yo quiero ser sanada, yo quiero ser sana de esta enfermedad, de este estrés, de esta ansiedad. And that's what she told me, I want the Lord to heal me. I want the Lord to touch me. And that's the attitude that we need to have, everybody. Let's let down our pride. Let's let down our self-pride or arrogance and say, Lord God, I want to be healed of this because I want to help anyone else who's suffering from this as well. Tenemos que tener la actitud que tuvo esta hermana y dejar nuestro orgullo, dejar nuestra arrogancia, tirarlo al piso y decir, Señor Jesús, sáname de esta enfermedad, sáname de esta ansiedad, de este estrés o cualquier enfermedad que sea, porque yo quiero que usted me sane a mí y yo quiero ayudarle a alguien más que sea sana. Yo quiero que alguien más, que si están sufriendo de ansiedad, si están sufriendo de estrés o cualquier cosa, yo quiero que sean sanos y yo quiero que ayudarle a este hermano que sean sanos. Ahorita, Sister Jessica just texted me, amen. Hermana Jessica me acaba de mandar un texto, amen, hermano Víctor. ¿Por qué, hermanos? Porque somos parte del mismo cuerpo. Because we're all part of the same body of Christ. And we want to be healed so we can help somebody else in this body be healed. Queremos ser sanos nosotros para que podamos ayudarle a alguien más que sean para que podamos ayudarle a alguien más que sean sanos. Hermanos, espero que están sintiendo este ungimiento. I hope you are feeling this anointing tonight. Why don't we all just pray together and thank God for what we're feeling right now? ¿Por qué no oramos todos juntos ahorita y pedimos que el Señor nos ayude a todos que seamos sanos? ¿Por qué no oramos todos juntos ahorita en el nombre de Jesús? Aleluya. God, that you continue to touch our people. Que usted sane a toda nuestra gente, Señor. Si están sufriendo de cualquier sufrimiento, de cualquier enfermedad, de cualquier pena, Señor, toque su gente. Siente, Señor Jesús, y alivie, Señor, cualquier nombre de Jesús.
Aleluya, in the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Y amén. Y amén. Hermanos, siento que el Señor nos ha movido a un lugar nuevo. I feel the Lord has moved us into a new place. Someone told me today that they feel that in the last month or so, many people have been dealing with trials and tests. Esta hermana me dijo que ella siente que muchos de nuestra iglesia están sufriendo mucha prueba, mucha sufrimiento, mucha tormenta en su vida. Pero yo siento que el Señor ha abierto una puerta nueva. Con el servicio que tuvimos anoche. This certain person told me that they feel that many in our church have been going through a certain season of trial, a certain season of test, a certain season of storms in their life in recent times. But everybody, I feel that a new door has been opened with the service that took place last night. A new door of revival, a new door of miraculous healing has been opened to us. I said a new door of miraculous healing, of salvation, of miracles has been opened to us. Yo siento que una puerta nueva de milagros, de sanidad, de milagros, de todo tipo de milagros ha abierto a nuestra iglesia. Y la única cosa que necesitamos ser, hermanos, es que tenemos que pasar, entrar a esta puerta nueva. And all we got to do is just step through this door. And how we're going to do it? We got to take a step of faith. We're going to enter this new door by taking a new step of faith, by believing again with a new faith. And we're going to see miracles, everybody. I said we're going to see miracles, all sorts, all kinds of miracles. Vamos a ver todos tipos de milagros, hermanos. Vamos a ver todos estilos de milagro, todo aspecto, todo tipo de milagro, porque vamos a caminar con un nuevo paso de fe, porque vamos a creer de nuevo, como dije el predicador anoche. Vamos a creer de nuevo con una nueva fe, con una nueva fe. Aleluya, aleluya y amén. Well, with that said, everybody, we're going to go ahead and close up, but we want to remind everybody we're going to have another exciting evangelism street service on the corner of 4th and Grove this Saturday at 11 a.m. Please come early. We're going to begin with prayer this time, and after a time of prayer, we're going to continue with our evangelism street service. Vamos a tener nuestro servicio de evangelismo aquí en la calle, en la esquina de 4 y Grove a las 11 de la mañana. Vengan temprano porque vamos a empezar con la oración y después de orar un tiempo vamos a seguir con nuestro evangelismo. 11 de la mañana en la esquina de 4th y Grove. At 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove. Be there. We're going to have an exciting evangelism street service once again. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Yeah.